Day on the Morning Show on U92, and big shout out to Sarah from the Cooper Review. She did this awesome article, Your Annoying Coworkers Reimagined as Rappers. So the first one is from Eminem. Eminemba is the intern who's way too enthusiastic.
We've got a couple of them. We had a couple here that currently work, and we've also had people like that in the past.
Yeah, like writing 20-page documents, always picking your brain.
Or sending, like, numerous Snapchats on a daily.
Oh, here you go. you crew, Snapchat, and you be in the same room. You be in the same room, and they sending you Snapchats.
Yeah, and we're referring to Sarah No H.
Yes.
Who even makes references to her Snapchats on Facebook. I know she did that yesterday, too.
Yeah, so for 50 Cent, is 2 Cent has everything to say in every meeting. Every point they want to make, they don't hold their tongue. And you trying to get out the meeting, they just add on to the meeting.
Oh, I hate it.
Like, dude, bruh.
Always gotta try to put your 2 cents in.
Always gotta put your 2 cents in. So that definitely gets on my nerves. 2 cents. And Nicki Minaj is the queen of micromanagement.
Always on you.
Always on you.
Even when it's unnecessary.
Nothing is ever good enough. Never a good dude. And a good thing. And Snoopy Dog. Screen spying game is always strong.
Snoop Loop.
Always looking over your shoulder and saying, like, oh, what is he on? What are you watching?
Yeah, always has to make reference. So when they talk to you, they look at your screen first and then make reference to your screen.
Yeah.
Like, so if you got Facebook up, they're like, oh, Facebooking, huh?
You're like, talk to me, please. Can you please look at me when you're talking?
Is that your child on the screen that I see?
Ice Cubicle has his desk on lockdown. Always at his desk. Never leave his cubicle. Obviously, that's Ice Cube.
Yeah, Ice Cube, Ice Cubicle.
I don't think we have anybody here that's Ice Cubicle.
Yeah, because there's never anyone at their desk.
Yeah, especially on Friday.
Yeah.
There's nobody ever here on Friday.
Oh, that's weird, because I thought that was a normal thing. Like, to where you walk in, because on Fridays, you know, I stay here later than I normally do.
Yeah.
And there's no one at their desks.
Nobody's
it's
here
like
on
everyone's
Friday.
Gone fishing.
Yeah, so we don't have an Ice Cubicle. Then the next one is Young Sneezy, which we were... Always sick, doesn't keep his germ to himself. Ah.
Yeah, we were. There's a lot of people that are.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm Young Sneezy because the reason why I don't call off work, I go ham.
Yeah, but for most people, they take sick days, but not for when they're sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when they really get sick because their sick days are all used up, then they show up to work. With a cold, getting everybody else sick, which, yeah, spreads. Young Sneezy.
Can't Wait West, which is spelled with the cake, with Kanye West. Wants everything done immediately. This is mostly like your managers. You have a deadline for next week, but they want that now.
Yeah, but being that it's after Kanye West, he's probably the most annoying person ever. So maybe no patience, but I would assume that Can't Wait West would also have to refer to the person that you hate the most, but is maybe super talented.
Yeah, like, man, he's so good at his job, but I hate him.
Yeah.
Grr! It gets on my nerves. And you can see the rest at U92SLC.com. We also have Naughty by Nature tickets coming up at 9:15 during the mini mix. He'll be at 50 West Club and Cafe. And like I said, you can see the rest at U92SLC.com. Your Annoying Coworkers Reimagined as Rappers. Big shout out to Sarah from the Cooper Review. We'll put her link on U92SLC.com because she also has some other amazing articles. It's JR on the Morning Show on U92.